As most of you know, I'm Scott Henson, and I'm one of the elders here at The Orchard. Today's scripture is what is referred to as a narrative. Now, the only training I've had in preaching is preaching epistles, not narratives. So I sought out a trusted source. And Pastor Nathan told me that the way to preach a narrative is that I take the story from the Bible and I break it into scenes. And then I relate those scenes to what it would be like in the 21st century. That's simple enough. I can do that. Cool. As we go through the scripture today, I believe you will come to understand it wasn't quite as simple as I thought. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask for your guidance today as I attempt to communicate your message. I ask, Lord, that you open our ears, that we may hear what you would have us to hear, and that you open our hearts. Make us willing for you to change us. Lord, may I decrease so that you may increase. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to make sure I don't get too dry. When I was 7 or 8, my paternal grandmother shared with me a secret about how to enjoy roller coasters. She told me to anticipate the scary parts and scream as loud as I could. Then she shared with me another secret. If you anticipate the scary parts and scream just before they happen, that is even more fun. To the embarrassment of my wife and kids, that is a lesson I never forgot. One time we were at Michigan Adventures, and we were in line at our second roller coaster, and there was a preteen girl in line in front of us, and she turned to her dad and said, "Can we ride on a car different than that guy? He screams too early." Yes, she was referring to me. How many of you guys like roller coasters? I figured. How many of you guys like emotional roller coasters? Yeah, just the one lone person in the back that I have to always question. Well, sit back in your seats. Pull that restraining bar down until it latches, because we're about to go on a ride. For scene one, we are going to start with verse 8. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. We have all heard this story so many times. So when I tried to put it into what would this be like in the 21st century, my mind went to a lot of sci-fi movies. But I wanted to find something more or less in reality. So the shepherds were doing their normal thing. So I thought about making this at our work. But we all have so many different work environments. So I'm going to paint you a picture at the Grand Traverse Mall. I am guessing that you all have been there, or that you can at least picture being there. So you are going about your normal thing in Macy's. And out of the corner of your eye, you see a person running towards you in full body armor with what appears to be an assault rifle. Are you terrified? I am. My shoes are glue. My legs are jelly. I'm completely terrified. When the angel of the Lord stood before the shepherds, they were terrified. This would be a terrible way to end the story. And we know it's got to get better, so let's read on. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid." Back in Macy's, you now see that the body armor has big, bold letters that say police. And so the man has your attention, and you want to listen to him. "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Back in Macy's, the officer tells you that you are safe, and that he is there to keep you safe. He explains that a former Target employee has shown up with guns and is threatening to shoot people at the other end of the mall, and that you are to remain where you are. The shooter has not fired, and police are engaged with him, and the hope is that the situation can be de-escalated without any injuries or loss of life. Back with the shepherds, we continue with the angel speaking. "Today in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger." Back in Macy's, you hear the officer's radio say that a reserve duty soldier had grabbed the gunman and wrestled him down to the ground and had disarmed him. The soldier was clearly identifiable by his camouflage pants and his army t-shirt. Back with the shepherds. Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." Back in Macy's, all of a sudden, you are being surrounded by police. They are coming from everywhere. As they are coming in, I picture the scene from the 1980 movie, The Blues Brothers, where every policeman, every SWAT team member, every National Guard soldier from Illinois is running onto Daley Plaza going, "Hut, hut, 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 hut." And just as you are fully surrounded by them, a quick moment of silence. And then, "I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the whole world once, all standing hand in hand, and hear them echo through the hills for peace throughout the land." And as suddenly as the police had arrived, they are gone. And it is just you and the fellow shoppers. What a wild ride for you and for the shepherds. Situation normal, followed by sheer terror, followed by comfort, and then joy, followed by alone again. Back with the shepherds. When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." Back in Macy's, one of the other shoppers says, "Hey, let's go down to Target and see if we can see the hero that we have heard about." And you all go down together with the shepherds. They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child. And all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. So when you get to Target, and there's the soldier, and everybody in your party starts telling him what all they had heard. And the soldier just listens and remains humble and silent. I want to pause here for a moment. Those of you that know me know that I like to find humor wherever I can. And I find a part of this scripture humorous. Here is Mary, the first person to know that she was going to give birth to Jesus. And along come the shepherds saying, "Do you know that this baby is the Savior sent by God?" I can just see Mary sitting there, "Yep, I heard this before, but I'm going to sit here and keep quiet. I'll let them talk." Today's scripture finishes up with this. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. Back in the mall, you are now leaving, and you're telling everyone you encounter about what you heard, what you experienced, what you saw. You are singing the praises of the hero that stepped up and saved everybody. Some of you might even look for the cameras so you can be interviewed for the local news. You will probably tell this story for days, weeks, and maybe years to come because it was so intense and real. So my story was a big stretch. And I would guess it is unlike any Christmas story you have ever heard. But it starts with the sheer terror and ends with the singing of praises of the Savior, or the hero in this case. The next part of my sermon is sarcasm. I say that because I don't want anyone to think that I am speaking heresy. Christianity is full of easy-to-comprehend concepts. Yep, such as the Trinity, the three in one, all separate and all together. Oh yeah, I can explain that one. Jesus was fully man and fully God. Surely we can agree that that's an easy concept to comprehend. The new heaven and the new earth. Well, I'm not an artist, but if you'd like me to draw you some pictures, I can. The virgin birth. Oh, that is so simple, it probably shouldn't even be on the list. Peace that passes all understanding. Maybe yours, but I understand it just fine. One of those concepts that is easy to understand is the joy of Christmas. The one mentioned in the scripture today. Okay, maybe I should stop the sarcasm. When I looked up joy for a definition, I found things like great happiness, great delight, jubilation, exultation, great pleasure and happiness. I found true joy is a limitless, life-defining, transformative reservoir waiting to be tapped into. I personally don't think any of these fully encompass simple joy. But the angel did not proclaim simple joy. He said, "I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people." What knowledge of joy do we have that is not individual or small group based? This was great joy, and it was for all people. That is why I find it hard to fully grasp the amount of joy that the angel was proclaiming. What is the joy of Christmas, and what are we supposed to do with it? When I attempted to take this story and bring it into the 21st century, I failed miserably, and understandably so. And I'm not referring to me using a movie and a song reference from the 20th century. these shepherds, as well as their ancestors, as well as all the people during this time, including Mary and Joseph, had been taught about the Messiah. They had heard the reading of the prophets, such as Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7, "For a child will be born for us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and its prosperity will never end. He will reign on a throne of David and over his kingdom to establish and sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever." For the shepherds, the long-awaited, long-anticipated Messiah had arrived. And they were given a way to see him and experience him. That is where the overwhelming joy came from. How can you take that, one of the greatest events of all time, and bring it up to date? You don't. Because it's not outdated. Jesus' birth was for all people. It was for us. The good news and great joy is for all people. It is for us. God sent his Son for us. Jesus was sent for us and those that came before us and those that will come after us. The overwhelming joy that comes from experiencing Jesus is here. It is now. It is present in the 21st century. That is the good news, and that is the joy of Christmas. But what are we to do with it? Let's go back to the scripture, and I'm going to break down the story into smaller, easier pieces to try to understand that question. If you would like to follow along, you may. Or if you'd like to just sit back and listen, I'm going to read the text straight through. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to the people he favors." When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all the things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. So here are three simple scenes that I think this story can be broken into. Messengers of the Lord, in this case, angels, come to some people, in this case, shepherds, and told them about Jesus and gave them directions so that they could go and see him. The shepherds went to where they could experience Jesus for themselves. The shepherds were overcome with joy and couldn't stop sharing about what they had experienced. And they continued to glorify and praise God. So bring this to current day. Messengers of the Lord. In current day, that could be the Bible itself, pastors, Bible study leaders, youth and children leaders. They are telling us about Jesus and give us directions on where to find him. Like the shepherds, we should go where we can experience Jesus for ourselves. That should include church and can also include other fellowship of believers, Bible studies, outreach ministries, etc. Once we have done that, we too will be so full of joy that we won't be able to stop spreading the gospel, to stop spreading the good news, and we will glorify God. Life is a roller coaster, isn't it? There are highs and lows. Fun parts and scary parts. But just like my grandmother taught me, if you yell before the scary parts, they become something totally different. If we rejoice in Jesus during the scary parts of life, we will be so filled with joy, we can't help but share Jesus with others. The joy of Christmas is not here because of the calendar. The joy of Christmas is Jesus. Now the car has come to a stop. Lift the restraining bar and exit to the right. As you go, rejoice in Jesus and spread the joy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may we as individuals, as a family of believers, and as a church, fully embrace that joy that is the gift you gave all people so long ago, the gift of your Son, Jesus. Help us to experience Jesus and to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we might spread the joy, so that we might spread the good news. As we anticipate the celebration of the birth of our Savior and anticipate His second coming, help us to glorify You in this season and always. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.